We will now take up Senate Bill 53. Senate Bill 53 basically just allows federal police officers to be treated as Michigan police officers, Michigan law. Years ago, it was written in Michigan law that the state police, the sheriff's deputies, city police, township police, village police, upon retirement, there were certain areas they could carry their guns in, and I believe this is very appropriate. We want to continue to have this protection. However, for some reason, they simply forgot federal police officers. Federal police officers face drug cartels, organized crime, terrorists. And certainly, many, many federal police officers have a bullseye, a target on their back. This simply would treat them in Michigan law the same as all other retired police officers, retired in good standing. I have Jason Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I speak on behalf of Michigan Open Carry. I am a member of their legislative team. I'm a legislative assistant. Respectfully oppose this legislation because it's what we call a carve-out bill. Basically, it's exempting a certain class of people from being able or from being prohibited of concealed carrying in the enumerated locations specified in MCL 28425-0. It's everyone should basically be exempted is our view, everyone or no one. And it's interesting because listening to the testimony previously for Senate Bill 31, you know, they're talking about being assaulted, which is awful, much less murdered, ridiculous. What's the most effective way of protecting yourself? A firearm. However, these officials, the general public, they're not allowed to conceal carry in these designated areas. Schools, a sports arena or a stadium seems really appropriate for the previous legislation that was discussed, sir. So that's why we think that, or that's rather why we oppose this bill. We have attempted to contact your office in a way to make it better, something that we could actually support, though. So
your theory is interesting. Are you suggesting that sports officials, like referees, should have a gun on their hip during the game?
I'm not sure how the logistics would work out, to be honest, sir. But, you know, however the logistics work out, basically everyone, sports official, a parent of the opposing team, or whoever, they should have the ability to conceal carry in these zones that they currently cannot conceal carry, while specifying that certain individuals can, and I don't, and Michigan Open Carry doesn't think that is correct.
Okay, thank you. Senator Kobach.
Jason, thank you very much for your testimony.
My pleasure, sir.
And I understand it's more of a, the opposition is more of a case of you're concerned about inoculation, essentially, and just another, you know, carve out, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Now or subsection L with this, as far as the number of groups that are actually allowed to enforce their Second Amendment right by actually carrying a concealed weapon. I'm in the mode where this is frustrating for me as a citizen who hasn't been through law enforcement to actually go into those country zones and not have the ability for me to go off and as a CPL holder to actually go off and carry a concealed weapon. And I mean, same argument as we had from the previous as far as having carve-out for specific groups of people. The Second Amendment applies to one group, but doesn't apply to another group. I do have a concern in that regard. Now, having said that, anytime you're opening the door, and I call them needle mover bills, if you will, that are moving in the area of giving more and more people protection under their Second Amendment rights, I'm in favor of it. So I have to take exception to the fact of opposition to this because there's still a group of people, as a good chair pointed out, that do have a genuine concern for why they would want to make sure that they had that right protected. But and so it's in that needle mover, it's getting in the right direction, but personally would prefer it to the law applies equally to everybody.
If I may, sir, you bring up a good point. You talk about, yes, as these types of bills go through, obviously more people are exempted. But our concern with that is actually, as you get these groups exempted, then you start getting a smaller and smaller group, you know, who wouldn't have a voice, because obviously if you're already exempted, what's the purpose, you know, why would you really have any desire to go out of your way to advocate for everyone being able to conceal carry in these zones? And that's probably one of our main concerns. Obviously it's a carve out, but it's also taking away the reasoning for more people to advocate against these prohibitions on where you can conceal carry.
Okay, well, as you know, this committee has voted to expand before. Maybe will again. But I can't stand by while federal police officers who have protected your life as well as mine facing organized crime, drug cartels, and terrorists can't protect themselves.
Oh, I understand.
I will continue to advocate for an expansion, what you want. See, no further questions, Senator Vito.
I mean, you're basically just saying you'd like to see elimination of no carry zones, period, right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. That's what I thought you said.
Absolutely, sir. We think
expansion, or just like get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly, sir. We think everyone should be treated equally and have the same ability to defend themselves in these areas.
That's a dangerous world.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Keith Rozelle from Ada. Bringing wooden hospital, they repeated shooting kill 44-year-old man.
conclusion, that this bill could be made to allow no guns for all people in the whole. On the other hand, only great stuff is for black class.
All right, seeing no questions, thank you for your testimony. Okay, I see no further business today. So, we will close the committee. Thank you for your attendance.
Excuse me, sir.
Did the clerk leave, Ryan?